Hello.
Hi, Lisa. It's Brittany. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I am good. I apologize I missed your call this morning. I was on a meeting with my team trying to set our week up for success. How was your weekend?
I was been busy. I had the contractors over in my commercial building where I'm putting this restaurant together over there.
How exciting! That's so awesome.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
My body broke down from all that over there trying to help out. You got to paint and everything over there. Didn't like the paint color, so I'm painting it a different color. And
Oh, I
this
love
and
that.
it's looking nice, it's coming together, but this whole weekend we cleared out two of these rooms over here, so my back is no good.
Oh, girl, you gotta put those feet up and relax.
I'm hoping that we close before October the 5th. I'm hoping for that.
Okay. Well, Alex told me that you were able to get the copy of the key made.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I mentioned to you that I was going to introduce you to my friend Cassie. She's gonna help do the showings and things of the house. I was
Okay.
wondering if today at 1 o'clock I could do like a three-way call and introduce you both.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. Awesome. Well, once we get Cassie involved, things will be moving pretty quickly, all right?
Yeah, so that's why I'm going on and taking everything out of the house so that if they do decide to close it, everything will be out of here. And they don't have to get the stuff out of the garage.
Yes, ma'am. That's so exciting.
Yes, it is. I'm hoping that I close on this quickly because I want to go and focus on I've not only got that commercial bill, but I have another house in Henrico that I'm
Wow.
doing. Yeah, it's overwhelming. Doing three at one time, but I'm the winter's right around the corner and I need to try to get this stuff done before the weather get bad or the snow hit the ground or the winter come. I don't want to be out there when it's cold. Moving stuff, what I'm saying, when it get cold.
Absolutely. I
Yeah.
understand that.
Yeah, so we get it together, and if you want to call me back at 1, I'm glad you called me because I was like, Lord, I'm not hearing from anybody. It's terrible communication here.
Yeah, we really try to respect our team's time on the weekend, you know? So if you ever need anything over the weekend, Lisa, feel free to give me a call. But really, my team, we want them to have some of a break, you know? So I try
Right.
to keep them off the phones and not doing any texts over the weekend so that they can have, you know, a work-life balance. That's important to us.
Yeah, that's why I didn't call. I didn't call to start calling till this morning. I was like, "Where is everybody at? Is
Yeah.
he still on for this?" You
No,
know.
girl, that's my fault. I make my team get in the morning and then they have to talk to me for the first hour and a half of the day. Poor people.
Oh Lord, well you like me a businesswoman for sure.
Yes, ma'am,
But
you know it.
yeah. Well my job would be to try to clear this house out so it'll be empty and to get ready for the move. Because once somebody wants to get it and on the closing day, they don't want to wait for a key after closing. And they
Right.
definitely don't want somebody else's stuff sitting up in their building after closing.
Amen, girl. How's that
Yeah.
tree removal going?
That's going not as fast as I wanted it to go. I'm gonna see if I can get my husband back on it. And I've got somebody coming Friday as well. And I've got to make a call to another guy that I'm gonna get to help get that tree started. We got a good portion of it, but it still got a little ways to go.
All right. Well, I can tell that you're working hard, Lisa, and I want you to know we're going to do the same for you, okay?
Okay, well, I appreciate you, and I'll be available at 1 o'clock when you call me back.
All right, Lisa, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.